You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
On a beautiful, very hot football Tuesday, we are broadcasting from the PNC Bank in Menor Plaza Boulevard for the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns tailgate party. Come on out and join us here. It's Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We are here for the remainder of this hour, but this event will be going on until 6 p.m. There are interactive games. There's food, refreshments. Travis Benjamin is here signing autographs for about another 15 or so minutes, a long line in front of him, and posing for shots and so forth. So you want to come on out and say hi to Travis. He's been great, and it's been a lot of fun, and people are out here wearing their Browns regalia. I love it. We also have people calling us, and Nathan Zagura is back in our studios, the Dog Bowl in Berea. Call us 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. The Browns Daily Twitter handle, @Browns_daily. Mine is at @VICCARUCCI. Nathan at @NathanZegura. Again, on the phones, we go to Mike in Bedford. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
We didn't look that good Sunday, and I'm over that part about it. But what I don't understand is, with insult to injury to me, every time Gray Little catches like a 4-yard first down pass or something, why are they always celebrating and chipping to the crowd? It's like, we don't want to see that. But you're not doing any justice by catching 4-yard passes, like getting the end zone and celebrating. Act like you've been there before.
Fair enough. Fair enough. And I, you know, guys have their own kind of way and personality. He's a demonstrative receiver, has been since his college days, and has been since he started playing for the Browns. But I am totally with you on that. I love spontaneous demonstration. I enjoy it. It adds energy to the game. I've got nothing against celebrating, you know, players celebrating big plays. But I agree with you. Celebrate the ones that truly are big, that truly do make a difference. And every, you know, even the smallest one that picks up a first down, okay, big deal. You got another set of downs. Let's see when you can get that one into the end zone and take it from there. I'm with you on that. But I have no problem with, again, overall celebration. Mark in Westlake is with us. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Two things. Number one, when it comes to accountability, I understand Brandon Weeden had some really bad throws and looked uncomfortable. I do understand the offensive line is a little beat up right now. There were some bad plays made by the players. But when it comes to you got to dance with the girl you brought, I think Norv Turner, although I love the pick of Norv Turner, it's going to be a great year with him, I think. But I think in his first game, he may have just had a bad game and got a little outcoached. It seemed like some of the schemes, you know, trying to bring Obanaya over from the left to block Wake was just, a disaster. And I think he's going to grow as well as the team. As well as the offense, but I think he's got to take this week upon himself to figure out, okay, I still don't have Gordon. I still don't have an offensive line that's healthy. And I still have some problems with guys dropping open passes. And I think he needs to take that into, consideration. Okay. And work a little harder himself.
All right, Mark, fair point. I don't think there's any doubt in Norv Turner's mind that he has to do just that, or that he feels a sense of accountability. Let me put it to you this way, and I've talked with him multiple times since Sunday. I got no sense whatsoever that he's satisfied that, hey, I did my part. You know, it was just the players screwed it up or whatever. I got no feeling on that at all. I think he and the other coaches are looking at this whole staff, Rob Jedzinski on down, looking to themselves, Nathan, to straighten things out.
Sure, and as they should be, and I think that they know that their job is to put the players in the best position to succeed, and then the players have to execute that. And I think there were breakdowns perhaps both schematically and in execution week one, and when you do that in the National Football League, you're 0-1 after your first game.
So a guy who's looking to be put in a position of improvement, hopefully in a short amount of time before
very
his
short,
game,
please.
It's very short. Is O'Neal Cousins, who struggled again horribly at right guard for the Browns, struggled badly and had a long day. Four penalties, got beat on a whole bunch of plays, just basically overmatched at that position. Our own Jameer Howerton had a chance to chat with him and talk with Anil Cousins again about how now this week, this aftermath is going to get ready now and kind of deal with the issues of Sunday going forward.
I mean, you know, me personally, you know, I just think, you know, I thought assignment-wise, you know, we did some good things. We just need to be consistent. Me personally, I just need to fix my technique, just tighten up certain things, whether it's the footwork and, you know, getting my hands fast on somebody in pass, bro. Just something to learn from, and, you know, we're going to get better as a group individually. I'm going to get better, and we're going to get ready to go this weekend.
What was your position, Coach George Warhop, message to you today?
You know, just to tighten up the footwork on, you know, technically, just to be technically sound and, you know, be consistent, and so we all five of us can be on the same page. And, you know, when everybody's on the same page, that's when you get great playing from the offensive line and just be consistent.
How excited are you to get another opportunity to face your former team in the Baltimore Ravens this weekend?
Oh, I'm very excited. You know, my main goal is, you know, just to, I know things ain't going to be perfect, but my mindset is I want to be perfect. You know, at the end of the day, we all human beings and we make mistakes, but I want things to be 99% out of 100, and, you know, I'm excited. You know, there were some great guys here. They got great players, and it's a great challenge for me personally and for us as a group.
Learning the new position as far as being a guard, moving from that tackle position, are you finding any nuances with the change and the transition?
I mean, there's certain things different. Certain things different, but football is football. It's a physical sport. You know, it's a get after it. You know, made a best man win kind of thing. You know, technically, you know, you got to do some things different. But I'm getting more comfortable, you know. I'm starting to like the position, and I'm getting more comfortable. And I'm just going to continue to get better as a player, you know, improve individual, and, you know, just to work great with the team and play great with these guys.
Well, Neil, thank you for your time, and good luck to you this weekend.
Right, thank you, boss.
Back to you, Vic.
All right, we want to thank Jameer Howerton for that. Appreciate it. And Anil Cousins. Nathan, he addressed, I mean, in very matter-of-fact sense, and I don't know what else you expect, a guy who understood how wrong it went for him, but he's not going to sit there, wallow, and dwell. He's put in a position to try to help this team out, and according to the head coach, according to the offensive coordinator, according to everyone I've talked with within this organization, in that building, he's the best option that team has to play right guard. Maybe it's a scary thought right now. I guess it is on the heels of that Miami game. But what else is he to do other than to work at improving his game, especially as he kept saying over and over again about the footwork?
And that's all he can do. I like the fact that it sounded to me that he had moved on. He acknowledged his deficiencies in that first game. He says, these are the things that I must work on to improve, and that's what I'm going to dedicate my focus to, and I have an opportunity to go out there and be better this Sunday, and that's what I'm going to do. And that's everything. It sounds to me like that's a man who knows that he had an opportunity, knows that his first chance did not go as he would have dreamed up, I'm sure, nor as any of the Browns fans would have dreamed it up, but he knows what he has to work on to get better, and he's going to do the best that he can to do that. At this point, that's all you can ask right now. It's, you know, he's got to be able to kind of hold the fort down, as it were, until Sean Laval is ready to return to action.
Yep, I think you nailed that perfectly. All right, we're going to have a conversation coming up with Gerard Cherry, who will be aboard with us, as he regularly is on this show. The show being Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you from PNC Bank in Mentor on Plaza Boulevard. Come on out and see us for the Cleveland Browns PNC Bank tailgate party. Number 2 going on here in the parking lot on a beautiful, sunny, gorgeous Football Tuesday. Nathan Zagura back in the Dog Bowl in Berea. More ahead. That's right. Give us a perfunctory bark on that. And more ahead. And by the way, we'll also get into your calls during the course of this, what is left of the show, 216-578-0850. Stick around for more. ESPN 850 WKNR. I will leave it out on the floor tonight. And you got fixed up to the nines. Let me show you a